All right, welcome everyone. No introduction to this other than I am Brandon Schaefer, and it's great to be here painting with you today. And let's get right into what I'm doing here. Got my color palette. If you've seen my earlier videos, you already know the colors. White, burnt sienna, cadmium red, magenta, cadmium yellow, ultramarine blue, phthalo blue. So, let's get into it. Here's the brushes. Brushes are really personal preference, but I'll show you the ones that I use. Over time, you'll figure out which ones you like. I got like three liner brushes here, different sizes. Really, I only use two of them. I don't even use this long liner brush really ever. Two little filberts or flat bristle, and a larger flat bristle. 1 inch and 2 inch brush. And first of all, we're going to start with the 2 inch brush. And you're going to want to get it a little bit wet, but wipe all the excess water off. You just want some damp bristles to work with. So we're kind of going to do like a purple sky. And best way to do that, I use the magenta color with a little bit of red, maybe some burnt sienna too, and some phthalo blue. I find that the phthalo blue and the magenta make like a really nice purple. Phthalo blue is really strong, so don't use too much. And depending on what kind of color you're going for, you can make it a warm sky or a cool sky. Just add more red tones for a warm sky, more blues for a cool tone, cool sky. And we're going to start dark, and then as we move down, we're going to add more white to the mixture. And just blend it up. Maybe a little bit of ultramarine blue too. Just a mix of everything almost. You just want it purple. Want a bunch of variation and such. So just start by doing some crisscrossing strokes. I think I'm going to add a little touch of water and go back into the paint. I just want it more fluid. Some fluid, there we go. You just want it to slide over the canvas, really. Pretty much just keep covering the canvas till you get about halfway down. May have to do a second coat here. Now I'm going to go into the white here. And just going to add the white down here. And then you slowly just work it up into the dark sky. Thank you. All right, let me see. It's hard to tell. Sometimes it's really wet if you really covered it enough. Looks like I got some like white streaks in there. So, I may have to go over it a little bit again. The white at the bottom is okay because the white makes it opaque. So it covers up nicely, but I may have to let this dry and then go over it again. But we'll see. I'm just going to go into some more purple. Try to cover this better. Get this excess water on. I think that's the problem. Yeah, now I'm getting all streaky. So I'm going to clean my brush, try to get it as dry as possible. Hopefully yours came out a little better than mine did. But, you know, things happen. Actually, I'm going to use this 1-inch brush that's already dry. And just blend everything soft. I think that's better. Not too concerned because it's gonna be filled with a lot of clouds here, and the moon's gonna be somewhere up here, so a lot of this is just gonna be covered with clouds. So it's not too problematic or anything. I'm just trying to be a perfectionist. It's probably not the best thing. So I'm going to let that dry now, because that's a lot of paint on there. So this is where you guys should take a break, let this dry. And next step is we'll be adding in some clouds and things. But I'm probably about to dry for about 10 to 20 minutes, so I'll be back in a second. Alright, so now that this is pretty much dry, we can start putting on the clouds. It's not completely dry. It's a little, you can just feel the stickiness kind of. But, you know, it won't, you know, there's no paint coming off, so that's fine. We're gonna start making the clouds here. And I kind of forgot that I used to do clouds with a round brush and not a filbert. So if you have a round laying around, see, I might start off using this large round. It's a number 6 round. This works great for clouds. You just kind of go in a circular motion. And so I'm going to use that instead of this filbert. So we'll see how this works out. I used to do all my clouds with these. I kind of forgot about that till just recently. So, and one thing I wanted to tell you guys, your paint may dry on your palette. If that happens, to keep it from drying, you can get a small bottle like this. They're like $1 at the store. You fill it up with water and you just kind of spray like once or twice on your palette. It'll keep your paint wet. So, all right, you want your brush to be dry, excuse me. And for the clouds, I kind of want like a grayish color, but kind of purple. So pretty much just go with the white into this purple here. Pick up some of that purple color. You don't want it too white yet, because we're slowly going to build up the highlights. adding some burnt sienna to like the bluish purple color will make it, will gray it out a little bit. Sometimes you just gotta play around with the color until you get where you want it. So that's about what I want there. At least that's what I think. Now you can either plan it out to have the moon over here in this corner or right over here. I think I want mine over here. You know, I just like this side with have the moon, so I'm just going to do the clouds here. And you can do the clouds any way you want. That's the cool thing about it. Clouds are really random. I kind of just build up, you know, a big hump here. Add some interesting shapes. And I kind of want it to have crossing clouds where the moon is. So it kind of creates interest right in this point. So let's get to it here. So I'm just going to start in the middle. Oh, I got to lighten that up a lot. See, it looks light on the palette here, but once you get on the canvas, it's a whole different story. You almost want it to just blend in with this white down here, but it doesn't matter. Let me add some magenta to that. Give it a more purple tint instead of a blue. Lighten it up. And you don't want too much paint on your brush, but you just want to spread it out as much as you can. And you want the clouds to be kind of have like a blurry, kind of dreamy effect. Yeah. Just keep the edges really soft. So you just slowly make these random shapes. Just scrubbing the canvas. Let it remove the paint off your brush. And you do want the clouds to be darker on the bottom here. And my sky is not really perfect, but that's okay. It's been a while since I've done one of these paintings, so kind of have to relearn it a little bit. So just add more paint when you need it. See, there's one cloud pretty much. I'm probably going to build it up more. You just want to have interesting shapes. You don't want each cloud to be, you know, you don't want all the edges to be identical or anything. You kind of want it to be random, but you want to plan the randomness. It's kind of tough. And if you want, you can have like floating pieces of it, like floating clouds coming off, you know, whatever you want. Just try to imagine a night sky, like if you're way up in the clouds looking at the moon. It's something totally different. So pretty much just keep having a little bit of variation. Now the light's going to be coming from the moon, so along these edges, we're going to end up highlighting along the edges there. Eventually. So you want the lighter colors to be on this side and the darker colors over here. So you can add more of the dark purple or dark gray to this side. Alright, so I'm going to start messing with another cloud over here. was trying to map everything out. Like, I wanted the clouds to cross right here. Create a nice visual interest point where the moon is. So just keep spreading the paint around, making soft cloud shapes. It's pretty simple. It's kind of a simple painting. I saw that a lot of people liked the night sky little commentary lesson that I did, so I wanted to do a full lesson showing you guys how to do it. Hopefully you guys will enjoy this one. Not my best. I may do another one in the future. Once I work out all the little tweaks on this one. But, I always mention, that's what the painting's about. You gotta learn from all the mistakes from the previous paintings. Try to remember it and, use it to your advantage, all the mistakes you made. And I think I'm going to start out most of my paintings from now on using like a toned canvas. I don't really like having white underneath it first. I like having some kind of toned color under there, so I may start doing that. That's what I thought about doing, but then I went against what I thought, which isn't a good thing. Or I should have added a second coat on the back, but it's not too detrimental or anything. But just so you guys know that, so that your paintings can turn out correct. And with your clouds, you might want to add in a little touch of magenta or red in places to give like just a little touch of color. Very small though, with the white. Just so your clouds kind of have like a pinkish tint or like a golden tint. It just makes it I don't know. It kind of gives it some life. And we'll do that when we highlight a bit. Just add in, see that? Little touches of color. It just makes it more interesting. Really gives it some emotion. Instead of just like dull gray purple clouds. When you add in like some reds and yellows, it really livens it up. So I think I'm going to make the moon right here. I think I'm going to go ahead and make the moon right now. And what I've done once before, it was kind of a little trick. You can use a bottle cap from a water bottle. Paint the edge like white and yellow mixture. And then you put it on the painting like this and spin it. It'll give you a perfect shape for a moon. So I think I'm going to do that right here. I'll show you guys how to do that. So I'm just going to get this small filbert brush and I'm going to add a little touch of yellow with this titanium white to get like a goldish white color right there on the edge. And then all you do, you just go around the edge of this bottle cap, or whatever circular object you have. Whatever works for you. That's what being an artist is about. You gotta be innovative. So use whatever works for you. So just go around the edge, paint it as best you can. And then try to decide where you want your moon. And then push down, spin it just a little bit so you get the paint on there. And there you go, you have your outline. Even if it's a rough outline, it still works. So now, take this small brush and use your pinky to keep your hand still. So put your pinky on the canvas. You can also use another brush, put it on the edge of the canvas, and just anchor your hand like this. And see, when your hand's sitting on that brush, it just keeps you still. And that way you don't have to touch the paint. And it won't mess up any of your painting because it's on the edge. And you can use like a wooden dowel or whatever works best for you. But all I have is this paintbrush, so, you know, and you can move it on any edge you want. And the size of your moon really gives the painting the depth. If you make a smaller moon, it'll look like the moon's a lot farther away. If you make it bigger, it may make your clouds look funny, because if your clouds, you know, if the moon's that close, you know, it just kind of throws everything off. And I find when you're doing 11 by 14 like this, I didn't mention the size at the beginning, this is an 11 by 14. When you use a bottle cap, it's pretty much perfect size. So I'm just going to go into some more white here, get some more paint. And you may have to go over this a few times, but that's okay. Just take your time. That's one thing I forget too, and that's why my background didn't turn out the best, is because I didn't have enough patience. So you definitely got to have patience. To have a, you know, it's like a quote I heard once, never rush a good thing, and it's so true. Never want to rush a good thing, like painting. Because then you just get discouraged, you get upset, and it doesn't turn out how you wish, how you wanted, how you envisioned. I mean, you can apply that to anything in life, everything in life, you know, never rush a good thing. You know, if you're thinking about being in a relationship with someone or whatever, don't rush it. Just let nature work things out. It'll work things out. Either it'll work or it won't work. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Either this painting will work or it won't work, and you can start over. Learn from your mistakes, and take your time. So, this painting can be tough. But don't give up. You can just let it dry, gesso over it again, or paint it white, and start new. Start new. There's no reason to get discouraged or, you know, think you can't paint. And make sure you step back from your painting every once in a while. You want to be at like viewing distance of it, because most people aren't going to look at a painting this closely. They're going to be 3 to 6 feet away from it when they're viewing it, so keep that in mind. Alright, so there's a rough moon. We'll probably have to go back over it to solidify it, but that's where it's going to be right now. So now we have like the light source. And I think I'm going to do these clouds like a little differently than I have in the past. So I'm going to take this small round brush. It's a number 4 round brush. I'm going to add in a few little highlights along the edges and maybe, you know, in the middle here. And, you know, you can fill more of this down here with clouds if you'd like. I'm going to kind of just leave it like this, kind of have like a bottom to the clouds. You know, it's really personal preference what you want to do. So I'm going to get into a lighter color here. Maybe add a little touch of red and yellow in places. with some white. And then right on the edges, just small circular motions. Just make, here and there. You want it to blend into the other color. So just scrub it until it goes soft into the other color. You don't want any rough edges. Highlight the floating clouds here. Just in certain places, not everywhere. Just think of where the light would be hitting. You just want to make it kind of random. But just keep scrubbing until all the paint's off your brush there. You don't want too much paint. Let me step back a little bit. Oh yeah, it's coming in. It's coming out great. I kind of want this one to be in front of this other cloud, so I'm just going to have the highlights coming down like that. And then have the highlights coming up here on the other cloud and just kind of stop. So see, I kind of push that other cloud back. And it'll be more apparent when I add more highlights. See, these aren't really like the brightest highlights. They're kind of like toned down a little bit. And we'll go back and highlight more. But you got to slowly build up the highlights. That's where that patience comes into play. Just slowly build up the highlights. Make sure you're keeping soft edges here on these clouds. Unless you want really, unless you don't want soft edges. I just like the dreamy effect of this, it makes it really interesting, gives it a mood. But if you want like sharp crystal clear night and you want some sharp cloud edges, I mean, go ahead, do what you envision, because that's what I'm trying to teach everyone out there, is to paint what you envision. I'm just giving you the tools and the means necessary, kind of the building blocks, get you started, and then you can just take it from there, use your imagination, go wherever you want with this. Because that's what painting's about, everyone. I appreciate you guys watching this far, if you made it this far. I hope you're enjoying this video, and it was kind of a rough start, honestly, but it's really coming together. And see, all the little stuff I was worried about in the beginning, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's not my most professional painting, it's not the best painting I've ever done, but the focal point is these clouds and this moon, and that's what I'm worried about. So, and I'm digging how these are coming out, so that's what's important. And just try to think how clouds are structured, And you want the shadows to be, away from the light here. So just keep those dark with just a few light colors here and there. There we go. Eventually, if you want, you can add little touches of like stars up here in the sky, if you want to do that. And also, you may need I know I have it around here somewhere, another color, a good color to use for this background if you would like a darker background. Mix in some Payne's gray. Just a touch of that with the colors we already did, and it'll darken it up. It'll give it more of a purple tone, darken it up. This is more of like fantasy kind of painting, skies aren't really this color at night. This is kind of almost like if the sun is setting and this you're looking way up in the sky. Things like that. It's kind of more fantasy, it's not realistic. But if you use Payne's gray, it'll darken up the background without using black. And, Yeah, so give that a try if you would like a darker background, and then you can add some stars. But I like how this is going. I just try to give you guys variations and, you know, different ideas of things you can do. And all I'm doing here is I'm just adding random highlights. Just scrub it in, kind of blend everything together. And what I'm going to do here is just, I'm probably going to get a small filbert brush because it's a little smaller. Number two filbert. And go into that same color but just with more white. You can add a little touch of yellow if you want because it'll make it kind of glow like the moon here. So just some white and yellow. You can add a touch of magenta or red if you'd like. And you just want to really highlight these edges. Not everywhere though, just in a smaller portion. So as you're adding highlights, you want smaller and smaller portions of highlights. Because you don't want to use your brightest highlight everywhere. Just in places that the moon is shining on these places, you know, shining the most on. And just remember to keep the soft edges. And just scrub and blend it in around. I think I'm going to make this cloud up down here just bump up a little bit like that. See, I kind of have this going straight. I don't like that. So I'm going to modify that a little bit. Maybe like make this go up. You just want some different shapes. You don't want it to be straight like that. I mean, it's going in that general direction. But you just need some, you gotta be conscious of the shape of your clouds there. It's tough making clouds really random. There we go. I think that's a little better. So just continue with these brightest highlights here. I'm trying to just highlight the edges here. I was watching a sunset tonight and just gave me the idea of kind of giving it like a silver lining almost, you know. Just that nice look, that high contrast. So if you do it just on the edges, I mean, that's like the focal point. Maybe some of the light's catching right here, shining through. Yeah, who knows? Oh yeah, these are some good clouds turning out really nicely, I think. Hope you guys are enjoying this video. We're pretty much almost done. Like I said, here at the bottom, you can just, if you add more than that dark cloud color, and then just add more highlights, or you want the clouds to separate, you know, you can make more sets of clouds or, you know, fill it in a little more down there. I'm happy with this. I'm just keeping it simple. Simple and effective. I'm going to add a few, like, harsh highlights right here. Give it some kind of depth, I guess. Alright, don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Just a little bit here and there. Just get in, do what you gotta do, and get out. That's the way to paint. So not too much. Then you'll overdo it, and... Alright, I think that's a good stopping point there. I'm going to go back over the moon here. And if you wanted to give the moon more of a glowing effect, you can get a little tiny bit of paint and kind of scrub it off your brush so you have just a little bit, and go around the edges and kind of blur it out, like give it a soft edge. It'll kind of give it a glowing effect. And that can be a really nice effect too if you want like a glowing moon. I've done that in one of my other paintings too, so I believe I have it on my YouTube or on my website. So check that out if you want to see a different kind of moon. I may do another one in the future just to show you guys all the different possibilities. And see, really, there wasn't much to this painting. I mean, and you just threw on some darker color. I mean, you can throw in a little darker shadows if you want. Let me see how that would work out. Got some phthalo blue with the magenta. Kind of gray it out a little bit. Add a little touch of white. Let me see if I can add a little darker shadow on the shadow side. It may give it some more contrast that you're looking for. Especially along the edges of the painting. Let's see on this cloud, let's add a little bit. Yeah, I think that helped a little bit. Kind of pushed everything toward the moon. Alright, I think I'm going to call this one done. These kinds of paintings don't take too long. I'm just going to sign it here in the bottom with that kind of dark purple color. Maybe I'm going to add a little more white to it. I don't want it to stand out too much. But just take a small liner brush, some liquidish paint. Try to get it the right tone you want. And just sign your name. Thank you guys for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you learned something. Hopefully you'll give this one a try and let me know how you like it. Let me know how your paintings turned out. And there it is. I usually just sign first initial, last name. I don't put a date in my paintings because then your paintings aren't really timeless. You kind of put a time stamp on it so people know when you painted it. And I don't like doing that. So find out what works for you and give it a shot. So hopefully you enjoyed this painting. Really simple. I know I didn't give as many tips, but hopefully you guys got something out of it. And a lot more coming in the future. Post down below what you thought about this lesson. And what are the lessons you'd like to see me do in the future. Yeah, that's about it. I can't think of anything else I want to add in. I appreciate you guys, all the support, all the emails, all the questions. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys watching this. Thank you so much. And I wouldn't be doing these if I didn't have an audience, so definitely appreciate it. Like and subscribe to these videos if you'd like to see more in the future. And there's going to be more, trust me. And check out my website to check out my work. Let me know what you think. Give me some constructive criticism. If you're fellow artists out there, I'd appreciate it. And take care of yourself. Don't ever get discouraged. Even if you're painting, you think your painting's turning out badly, don't get discouraged. You know, you can get this one done and move on to the next. So, anyway, keep your head up, and thank you for watching. Take care of yourself. Peace.